Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, because the world is covered in darkness and in evil. Now, Jesus gave a prophecy in Matthew 24 about the days just prior to his second coming. And that's not too far down the road now. But he said, as it was in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking until the flood came. What happened? And also Jesus said, lawlessness shall be multiplied. Now, you know what multiplied means? That doesn't mean just expanded a little here and a little there. That means everything, all evil reproducing more evil in an exponential way, which then is engulfing the whole world.
We are so happy to be here once again. 53rd SF Pride Parade, the second year right here at ABC 7.
So happy to be here, and just it is such a privilege to be able to live in this space where there is community and there is joy. And
to see everyone here, it's a reminder that our joy cannot be stopped.
We love you, we respect you, we care about you. Whether you're here or not, we're together in spirit.
People of all ages is here to support the community, and it's beautiful.
A great crowd, the atmosphere is amazing.
Nobody in the world celebrates Pride like our city.
Whatever you do, be safe, be out, be proud, and thank you for your support. We love you.
That's what it was before the flood. So let's read it, and let's see why God caused the flood. And he caused the flood. And we know that today there's more water under the surface of the earth than there is on the surface of the earth.
What they have found is a massive ocean, hidden deep beneath the Earth's crust, containing more water than all the oceans on the surface combined. Scientists from Northwestern University recently announced that a reservoir of water that is three times the volume of all Earth's oceans has been discovered deep beneath our planet's surface. This underground water supply rests 400 miles, 700 kilometers, beneath our feet.
So all of you agnostics and godless people out there who believe in evolution and think that the flood was some little local thing, you better get your thinking cap on and understand it was a worldwide flood that covered the whole earth by 15 cubits. That's 22 and a half feet. Now, let's come to Genesis 6 and verse 5. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. What does God see today? As the earth is turning on its axis, and if you're a flat earther, you deserve to be deluded, because it is a globe. The wickedness of man was great on the earth. And here's what it is. Do we not have this today, even multiplied? Because of smartphones, texting, artificial intelligence. So here's what God saw. Think of what he sees today. Think of what he saw on the White House lawn just this past weekend, glorifying homosexuality, glorifying the butchering of children to change their sex, glorifying Satan-led perverted people and saying how wonderful that they are. When God looks at what they're doing as an absolute, unmitigated abomination.
We're
And Gay Pride is now for a whole month. We'll talk about that a little later. Notice, the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every, think of this, every imagination, every thought that those human beings had at that time was only evil continually. And this is why God brought the flood. They would not be corrected. They would not listen. They rejected the laws of God, which were all in effect at that time, because where there is no law, there's no sin. Where there's no law, there's no wickedness. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, everything he thought about, was only evil continually. Isn't that what we have today? Pick up your smartphone and look at it, everything that flashes through it. Watch your television and look at all the things that are on there. Look at all the movies. Look at all the death. Look at all the destruction. Look at what they're promulgating and programming into the minds of people today to accept evil. And to think that it's normal, to think that it's okay, to think that it is good. And when anyone stands up against it, they attack him like he has the bubonic plague.
It is not natural for a man to lie with another man. It leads to all kinds of medical problems. This whole LGBT movement is anti-God, it's anti-Christian. That is why you are here today, because you reject God.
So here, God was even sorry that he made man, woman. Well, at this time, after 1,500 years, there was probably pretty close to 2 billion people on the earth. The Lord repented that he had made man on the earth and was grieved in his heart. See, because God gave free moral agency. And he said, choose life that you may live. They could have eaten of the tree of life, but they didn't. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so what happens? Even the good that's on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil turns out to be evil in the long run. See, because when God gave free moral agency, he expects us to use it according to his word. And he expects parents to teach children what is right, what is wrong, what they need to do with their lives, and why God created them. That's why you need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God. Why were you born? Now let me ask you a question. Do you think you know anything at all about anything if you don't even know why you were born? If you don't even know why God has created human beings after his likeness and after his kind? What do you really know? Let me tell you one thing. The Bible has more knowledge and more truth than all the artificial intelligent computers in the world. And you can be a partaker of that knowledge and truth if you will believe God, and if you will love God, and if you will keep his commandments. God will bless you. But here's what happens when the whole world comes to this point. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the crawling thing, and the fowl of the air, for I repent that I have made them. And if it wasn't for the fact of one man, Noah, and he built the ark. Now, let's come to a time after the settling, after the flood and so forth. You can read the genealogies about it, and that's a true history. Now, you look at a lot of things that people find in archaeology, and it's interesting today, isn't it, that they are going into ancient Babylon and digging into ruin to try and find out about it. They're doing the same thing with the Egyptians in Egypt and the same thing with the Mayans in Central America. And guess what they're finding in all of it? But they don't want to admit it. All of those civilizations were destroyed because of sin. What do you think God is going to do to us in giving us this land, in giving us His word, in raising up this nation to be the greatest nation ever in the history of the world, and we are embracing Satanism like a long-lost cousin? So here's Abraham and his nephew Lot. They had so many servants and so many cattle and so many things that they decided, Abraham said to Lot, well, you pick out which way you want to go, and you go there, and I'll go another way. Genesis 13, verse 7. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and herdsmen of Lot's livestock, and the Canaanites and Perizzites lived in the land. And Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? I pray you, separate yourself from me, and if you go to the left, then I'll go to the right, and if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes. Now listen carefully. And saw all the plain of Jordan, and that it was well watered before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you come out of Zoar. So Lot chose that area, which today runs clear to the south of the Dead Sea. Now let's see what happened. Because Sodom and Gomorrah became the pervert nation of the world at that time. And God set out to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for their sins. And poor Lot was stuck in Sodom. And so when God told Abraham, along with two angels that went with him, what he was going to do, Abraham was worried about Lot. And he said, oh Lord, what if there are 50 righteous? Will you destroy it? He said, no. What if there are 45? Will you destroy it? No. Now, please be patient with me. What if there are 40? Will you destroy it? No. And he went all the way down to 10. Because the two angels were commissioned to go to Sodom to check out the evil, to see if the cry of all of the sin raising up to God's throne was true. Genesis 19, verse 1. So the two angels, let's read it, went down to check out what was going on in Sodom, and to rescue Lot and his family. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom, and Lot rose up to meet them when he saw them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold, now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and stay all night, wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go your way. And they said, no, we will stay in the street. Isn't it interesting? When do all of these things take place? At night, in darkness, because their sins are evil. So the angels wanted to know, is it as bad as the cry of sin reaching God's ears? So let's see what happened. But he, Lot, urgently pressed upon them, and they turned into him and entered into his house. And he made a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they lay down, now notice what happened. The same spirit it is today with the homosexual perversion, A to Z, sex-oriented people. But before they lay down, the men of Sodom surrounded the house, both old and young, and all the people from every corner. So there was a riot around Lot's house. Oh! They thought that those angels were fresh flesh for them, that they could pervert, that they could turn upside down, that they could rape. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where are the men who came into your house this night? Bring them out here that we may know them." That means engage in perverse sexual activity in the extreme with them. Because you see, the A to Z perverts are never satisfied until they destroy as many people as they can. And Lot went out the door to them and shut the door behind him, and he said, "I pray you, brethren, do not act so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known a man. I pray you, let me bring them out to you, and you do to them as you see fit." Now, why did he offer his daughters? Because he knew they wouldn't take his daughters, because he knew they were so perverted, and he knew that they were so hell-bent on their illicit sex, which is Satan-inspired and demonically pressed forward, that they didn't want that. "But do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back! Get away from your door. We're going to come in and get them." And they said, "This one came up to sojourn, and must he now play the judge? Now we will deal worse with you than with them." So he's saying, "You better let them out of here, and why are you judging us in any way?" See, that's what we have today. Isn't that what we have? Same thing exactly. Why do you judge us? Though you spread every disease and every perversion and every rotten and filthy thing, and you love to pervert the young children. Yes, yes. Bring us the young children so we can pervert them and ruin and destroy their minds and their hearts. And they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to breaking down the door. But the men, that is the angels, put out their hands and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they worried themselves to find the door. Lot was rescued by the angels. So let's see what else went on. And then we're going to show you a clip that shows the remains of Sodom and Gomorrah today. And you will be astonished. And the men said to Lot, that is the two angels, "Have you any here beside yourself? Bring your sons-in-laws and your sons and your daughters and anyone else you have in the city. Bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because great is the cry of it before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Now, stop and think for a minute. When is God going to send angels to destroy things because of our sins and because of sexualizing everyone and Satan wants to sexualize the whole world. Well, think of what God is going to do. Verse 14, and Lot went out and spoke with his sons-in-laws who married his daughters and said, get up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-laws, he seemed to be jesting. And isn't that what a lot of people think? Isn't that what some people are going to think about what I'm saying here and the destruction that's coming upon us? Oh, you're just a wild man predicting destruction. Well, you don't know anything about God because it's coming. How do you think the society is today? How do you like it in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, New York City? How do you like it? You love the crime? You love the perverts? And God is sending his punishment to you, all of the immigrants that crossed the border. Wait till they rise up. Verse 15, and when the morning dawned, then the angel hurried Lot, saying, rise up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. But he lingered so that the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and the hands of the two daughters, the Lord being merciful to them. And they brought them forth and set them outside the city. And it came to pass when they brought him outside the city, they said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said to them, oh, my Lord, behold, now your servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy, which you have shown to me in saving my life. But I cannot escape to this mountain, lest some evil overtake me and I die. Now behold, this city is near to flee to, and it's a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? And the angel said to him, see, I've accepted you concerning this thing also, for I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything till you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city is called Zoar, and the sun had risen up upon the land, and Lot entered into Zoar. Listen to this. Think of what God did, and you're going to look and see the results of it, that this was so powerful and so thorough in its destruction because of the evil of the people, that there did not remain one human tooth. Was all vaporized. Then the Lord rained down upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, which grew up upon the ground, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
The site that is associated with Sodom in the Bible, it was discovered as an early bronze site back in 1924. It was excavated in the 1960s and 1970s. And what archaeologists found here was this urn destruction that goes across this site. This city came to an end through a fire destruction. And this is the site that the archaeologists associated with Gomorrah. So here you can see that ashy layer that's just underneath the surface. This is full of burned pottery. It's full of the fragments of human bones. The question is what evidence is there of this burning sulfur that rained down? Well, it seems that the culprit are these sulfur balls that are also found in this area. So really, anywhere that they would have landed on land, they would have burned up like this, and they would have burned anything flammable around them. This is how the cities and the plain were burned. We see very clearly the correlation between the history, the archaeology, and the geology. And so the biblical account is substantiated.
Now then, is anyone going to challenge the word of God and truth in this terrible situation that we are in? And in the sin that is sweeping the land like a tsunami wave coming after an earthquake and wiping out everything in its path and no one knowing what to do? And the preachers preaching, don't worry, the rapture is coming and you'll be taken away. No, you won't, because there's no rapture. They lie. So it's coming. So what are you going to do? See, you go back and you go over Satan out of his closet, number 5, and listen to that message of repentance. And you ask yourself, what am I going to do? How am I going to face God? See, this is not time now to lollygag around and wait and think, just because someone preaches like I'm preaching, that you can't stand it. Are you going to be able to stand in the day of God's wrath? You need to come to repentance of yourself. You need to come to God with all your heart and mind and soul and being. And you need to ask God to spare you from the evil that is coming. And it is coming. And don't think that you're going to look to a politician to turn it around, even if Donald Trump is reelected. Stop and think. How much is he really going to be able to do? Because it depends on the people turning from their sins. And it must start with you and with your family and with those that you know. Get them to listen to these messages, because the wrath of God and the hand of correction is upon us now. And that won't be turned back unless people turn to God. And even then, it may only be mitigated for a short period of time, because the blood of 62 million innocent in the womb children have been murdered by their heartless and godless mothers and fathers, and by the doctors, and by Planned Parenthood, and by the politicians, and by the Supreme Court, and by the President of the United States. They all stand before God guilty. And God is not going to hold off any longer. So you better take these words to heart. You need our book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? You need our book, Occult Holidays, or God Holy Days Which? And you need the booklet, Rome's Challenge to the Protestants, and that is written by Cardinal Gibbons. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.